This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Commitment is less down there.
What's going on, Curtis?
There is an angry Super Bowl-winning linebacker on the hotline.
Oh, I'm guessing it's Ninkovich. He didn't like the way you answered his text message to me.
Well, he texts you, not me.
I understand. Maybe he doesn't have your number.
Oh, okay.
Is he on the Harbor One hotline? I think he is.
Yep.
Rob Ninkovich. What's up, Rob?
Yo, what's up? I'm just driving my kids to school. I'm driving back and I'm having a nice cup of coffee, enjoying actually my children, taking them to school, enjoying the time that I have right now.
I see. Wiggy,
it's the off season. Brady could be doing that.
Wiggy doesn't understand that.
No, I understand that. Brady could be doing it right now.
You have to understand, as a quarterback, and he's a quarterback, he's not leaving the building at 3 or 4 or 5. He's the last one to leave. He's the first one to get there, especially when you have to prepare every single week, week in and week out. And I think back to, you know, some of the games we would play on the road. You win the game. You had a long flight back. You're on the airplane. Everyone's having a good time. You're cutting it up. You might have something in a solo cup. You're doing whatever. Tom's in the back literally watching film, preparing for the next week. And you have to think like year in and year out with everything that you have to do to prepare yourself to play. And then on top of that, you know, say for example, you know, I my last year I was dealing with an Achilles and I had a little bit of a knee thing going on. So my knee was kind of wearing out. There's stress involved in that to try and keep your body up. So you have to do all the stuff to keep your body at a high level. And then you have to prepare on top of that. Then you have to practice. Then you have to, you know, you have to think about this, and Tom is 44 years old, right? He has never, ever, as an adult, enjoyed a weekend in September, October, November, December. He's on the road for Christmas sometimes, Thanksgiving, so Halloween, all that stuff that you know, really while you're playing, you're just consumed with what you're doing, your job. So I can understand the fact that he's like, you know what, I'm just on the outside now, I'm just looking at everything. And my first year in retirement, I was like, man, I can really just enjoy my weekend, like my Saturday, my Sunday. I can just kick my feet up and have no, you know, just anxiety with having to perform at an ultimate level and have to, you know, people judging me and people looking at me and critiquing me, oh, well, this and that. So, you know, he's playing at an ultimate level right now.
But, Rob, I would look at
why would you give anyone the satisfaction? Why would you give anyone the satisfaction? Like a, you know, who's the guy that said he was falling off a cliff?
Max Kellerman.
Kellerman. Why would you give anybody satisfaction and be like, yes, we see, look it. Yes. Like, well, like if I'm in that position, I'm like, no, I'm doing whatever I want. I'm a gazillionaire. I got my PJ. I'm can do whatever I want right now.
So
like,
then,
I don't understand why people
so
be
then
shocked.
Say that, right? I was in Minnesota when Brett Favre was going through the whole thing. So if you're Brady, go, you know what? The physical toll of football.
See, he doesn't want to say that because he was gonna play till 45. The TB12 method was gonna keep him pliable. He doesn't want to say that, so he's gonna blame it on family.
But Here's what you could say. You could say, I can only do this. I'm maniacal. I only will play if I can be at my best. And that requires an incredible amount of time and preparation for each week, which removes me from my family unit. Therefore, I will not take down the Bucks, and I will not be a less than what I can be. So I'm going to retire because I don't want to miss the things with my family. That's one way where you can say it that is perfectly honest and well done, other than saying, like, you know, we have to make, you know, Lunchables and, you know, cut the breads, you know, cut the crust off a Ben's sandwich. Like,
well,
it's
listen,
not exactly relatable.
I'm making peanut butter and jellies for lunch. I don't think Tom's making peanut butter and jellies. But anyway, I really, you know, like on the out, I literally vacuum every day. I enjoy it. It's like therapeutic. I vacuum. I don't see Tom vacuuming. But anyway, you know, I'm a little bit ADD. So when I vacuum the carpet, it has to be in rows, like you're,
but,
you know.
But can you for a minute imagine Tom Brady, house husband? That would be, I mean, the guy would be great.
He'd go insane,
a
though.
Handsome house husband.
He'd go insane. And see, here's what I would say, and I don't know, like, I met Rob a bunch of times, but I don't know the mental passion, and I think all athletes, we share this. You go insane when you don't have football no more, when you know that you probably still could play. Now, Rob talks about he had some injuries and that kind of thing.
Well, he had something to help with the injuries.
Wiggy, I was 32 years old, and I decided to walk away because I figured, you know what, I'm 32 years old. I've made good money. Mm-hmm. I set my family up in the proper way that I should have. And then as a man, like, you're taught at a young age, like, provide for your family. And, you know, if I wasn't able to do that, I would have kept playing. Like, if I didn't have a good foundation financially, I probably would have kept going. But a lot of guys keep playing because they have to financially. Mm-hmm. If you have financial comfort and you know, okay, well, I have this set up and I'm good and I got other things working and I can use my brain and do other stuff, like, that's one thing. And then on top of that, you know, I could have played more. I decided, like, risk and reward. Like, if I said, hey, Wiggy, I'll give you $50 to get in this race car, hit 200 miles an hour, but if you hit the wall, you might die. You might say, you know, $50 isn't worth it. I'll give you $20 million. Yeah, you know, what's the odds of me dying?
Do you
Pretty
think
slim,
he's
right? Now,
Rob, do you think he's done?
Like, for $25 million, I'd still play. You know, I'd put a helmet on right now for $25 million.
Right, you don't care about your head.
Obviously, I don't care. Like, if you're going to pay me, yeah, I'll go play. So, you know, at the end of my career, I was like, yeah, you know, it's okay. Risk reward. What have I made? What do I have to do? And, you know, my mom asked me, and you know, your mom, and you have other influences like your parents and your wife. And, you know, my mom asked me, like, Rob, what else do you have to prove to anybody? And what else do you have to do in the NFL? And I was sitting there, I'm like, yeah, you know, I don't really have to do it. I had all these people I had to prove wrong and all these people that said I was going to be a water boy and I sucked. Well, you know, you make them all look bad, and then you look back, you're like, well, I really, what else am I doing this for?
Do you think he's, Rob, do you think he's done, though?
It wouldn't surprise me if he played 5 more years, and it wouldn't surprise me if he retired. I think that right now, he just got beat up by the Rams. Like, he was hit a ton in their first matchup with the Rams. He got hit 14 times. So, you know, I was comparing the Rams game to the 2013 AFC Championship when we played in Denver, and or it was 2015. He literally was hit like 18 times. We had the backup tackle in. Von Miller, like, literally hit him once, and his shoulder blade was the first thing to hit the ground. Like, after games like that, you're like, man, like, I just need to relax. I need to get away. I need to think about other stuff. I'm sore. I can't walk. Like, I'm hurting right now. And I know the rules have changed to help, like, to make quarterbacks, you know, they're not dropping weight on quarterbacks like they used to. But, you know, you have to think at the end of the day, it's still a risk. And when you're out there, you risk it. You know, you could drop back. You could hurt your – I've seen 8 guys pop Achilles. I've seen a lot of weird stuff. So it's like you just don't know at – and he's in uncharted territory. So
what about,
I think literally,
do you see him
taking it year by year.
Do you see him being a guy who would want to make the announcement now and then have the final farewell year?
No, I think that's the absolute worst. I can't stand when people do that. I can't stand it. When you say, oh, I'm going out, it's my farewell, you know, it's the last one, then that's like an excuse. Like, well, you know, he's going out, it's his last year. It's like the, you know, when you see Roethlisberger, right? His last year playing, everyone knew it was his last year playing. You kind of give him pity, like, oh, you know, he was really good at one time, but, you know, it's his last year playing, and so you give him a break. Yeah, he doesn't have the arm strength anymore. He doesn't have the pocket awareness anymore, but it's his last year. Let's enjoy this last moment. I hate that just as much as I hate when a guy after a season says, yeah, I had a bad year, but I was dealing with a shoulder. I was dealing with a knee. Like, who cares? Like, you're paid to go perform. Everyone's dealing with a shoulder or a knee or ahead or whatever. Like, you go out there, you perform. If you suck, you suck. It doesn't matter if you're hurt or not. It's just the way it's a business.
All right.
It's football. That's life.
Well, I'm glad
it's nature
you,
of the beast.
I'm glad you called while driving the kids to school with their PB&Js.
That's
and are you? By the way,
juice boxes.
Rob, huge nor'easter coming Friday into Saturday. Curtis says now 19 inches of snow.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Are you getting on these? Are you getting on the ski-doo this weekend?
I'm actually Thursday. I'm going up to Mom's Jericho. If anyone's been up in Berlin, New Hampshire, we have a nice little bit of coating up there. We got a lot of snow. Go up there, check out Mom's Jericho. That's my dealership with Moms. They have 9 dealerships around New England, but we have 1,600 acres that's open to public trails, the public trail system, and it borders the Jericho Park. So Jericho State Park, it's like 7,000 acres. So that's literally like you could just have fun for days up there.
Wait,
so
I'm gonna take you up there.
Whoa. Wait a minute. I have an idea.
Okay.
Never mind taking Never mind taking you out.
Uh-huh.
Why don't we do a foundation event?
Okay.
Some kind of a sled race or something like that.
I was thinking more side-by-sides or snowmobiles.
I'm talking that's what we call them. We call them sleds.
Oh, you call them sleds?
Yeah, we call them sleds.
We could do something in the spring. We just cleared like a 5-acre big flat place because we're going to have like Polaris and we're going to do events up there in the summer. But we could do a bunch of stuff. Like we can go do side-by-sides. You can go. The property has, it's called Mount Forest. It has a mountain at the top of the property so you can get up there. You can oversee. It's really, really pretty. It's a really, really awesome piece of property. So, we could do whatever you want. We could do snow. It was -24 up there. So I don't know if you want to do an event right now, but
Greg
it gets
Hill,
a little warmer and there's still a bunch of snow.
Greg Hill Foundation, human dog sled races up there.
Oh,
we used to do it at Lowell Winterfest.
That sounds like something.
We're putting the harness on Wiggy. He's pulling me on the sled.
I ain't pulling
human
nothing.
Dog sled races.
That sounds like something the human rights people would
know. Lowell actually got an award from PETA for doing it.
Courtney, you're missing it. If you've never Rob will tell you, the funnest thing to ride are the snowmobiles, by far.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Well,
that's,
yeah.
That the
you think
dirt
that's
bikes?
More fun than a human sled?
Yes.
No, you
we have a ton of snowmobile rentals, so we have like 100 snowmobiles that you, whatever you want. Wiggy, we'll go up there. I'll set you up with a snowmobile. I'll get you whatever you need. We'll go on the trails. It's fun. It's a great time. It's a great time.
There's so much to discuss about what you just said.
There's not. It's an unbelievable idea.
It sounds like some sort of a party you attended at PC or something.
No.
Like the human.
Lowell Winterfest.
That's the movie called Centipede.
No, it's not.
What was it? A human?
Human sled.
Human dog sled races. We used to do it at Lowell Winterfest,
uh-huh.
A festival that my...
And PETA gave you an award for
my
using...
My dad started Winterfest.
Okay, so they start... But they gave you an award for using humans in the
instead
dog sled
dogs.
Instead of dogs.
Wow. Yes.
Wow.
Best friend...
That really? Says so much.
His best friend, TJ McCarthy,
that
made
sounds
this...
like the forced labor camp
No,
China.
They made... You guys, people loved it. No, people loved it. They had a track, and they had two teams that would go. We had, like, a championship. My dad's best friend, TJ McCarthy, put it all on. It was unbelievable. Teams, 6 dogs that are actual people.
Ooh, instead of the Iditarod, the Idiotarod.
Yeah, this don't. It sounds like you're going in a little bit of a slippery slope.
No,
there.
I'm not.
Unintended wigs.
I used to be a human dog sled race girl. I used to bring the sleds back to the start.
Please tell me there were no black people.
You're not talking about how you met Pat. No. All right.
Oh, by the way, I want to give you credit, Greg. I used to think you traveled with Brees because of the clientele that he hung out with.
Yes.
It's just that you wanted to spend time with your son.
That's correct. That is correct.
You guys, I'm going to pull up photos. It was the best thing ever. And people would sign up and they would pay money to do it. It would be a great Greg Hill Foundation.
Did they wear Speedos when they pulled the sled?
No, they would come in costumes, though.
We are way behind.
Sorry.
But that's okay. We're way behind.
This is an idea. Spitballing.
Speaking of foundation events, announcement Thursday about an event going on sale, which sells out every single year and has for the last 5 years. So heads up, that's going on sale on Thursday. I'll announce it on this show. We'll be right back.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.